This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentarians draw government's attention to issues of public concern in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Energy Minister Pampha Bhusal stresses the need for master plan-based development. And Ukraine officials claim mass grave found in liberated city of Izium. Now the news in detail. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the parliamentarians raised issues of compensation for damage caused by unseasonal rain, dengue control, road construction and river management. Similarly, the parliamentarians drew the attention of the House to issues of street vendors being removed without providing an alternative near the festive season. Important laws are not being passed by the parliament due to the reluctance of the government, the Dudh Kosi River power project being stopped, Free Halia Kamaya problems not being solved, people's representatives not being able to address the problems of the people, among others. The parliamentarians also drew the attention of the government to remove the ambiguity of the time period of the parliament. The minimum service facility set by the state for the school employees emphasize the production of medicine and take action against the contractor company that does not build the road as per the contract. Today's meeting of the House of Representatives started shortly after being adjourned for half an hour. Suspended Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Janga Bahadur Rada has refused to sign the written copy of the statement given to the Impeachment Recommendation Committee. Meen Biswakarma, a member of the committee and whip of the Nepali Congress, informed that the suspended Chief Justice Rada refused to sign the statement because the statement was too lengthy. A copy of the statement prepared by the committee was made available to him a week before for his signature. After refusing to sign, the members of the committee are reading a 174-page long written statement for Rada. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampha Bhusal, has stressed the need of preparing and implementing a master plan for the overall development of the nation, including the development of physical infrastructure, roads, housing, irrigation, drinking water and hydropower sectors. Speaking at a program organized to inaugurate a newly constructed building of the Water Resources Laboratory and Training Center in Godavari of Lalitpur today, Minister Bhusal said that the facility will be used for training and research works in the relevant field. The ruling Nepali Congress has condoled the demise of its party leader Bijay Raj Ghimire. Issuing a condolence message today on behalf of party president and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Nepali Congress Central Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel expressed deep sorrow over the demise of Ghimire. Expressing heartfelt tributes to the late Ghimire, Prime Minister Deoba wished for the eternal peace of the departed soul and extended heartfelt condolence to the bereaved families on behalf of his party and himself. Nepal Telecom is distributing embedded SIM or eSIM cards to its customers starting today. The state-owned telecommunication company is distributing free eSIM cards from its counter in Sundara, Kathmandu. Nepal Telecom spokesperson Sobhan Adhikari said postpaid and prepaid customers of the company who are currently using physical SIM cards can change to eSIM cards for free. However, customers will need a mobile set that supports eSIM cards. Apart from mobile sets, eSIM can be used in other wearables like smart watches. An art camp has started in Pokhara today with the participation of artists from four different countries. According to the organizer, International Watercolor Society, IEWS Nepal, nearly 100 artists from India, Bangladesh and Iran and from host Nepal are participating in the Pokhara Art Camp. The camp will run until September 28th and is being organized in collaboration with Gandaki Pragya Pratishthan. The program, organized under the slogan Visit Pokhara and Paint the Natural Beauty of Pokhara, will include art workshops, art seminars, art tourism tours and art exhibitions. The IWS Nepal has been conducting various programs in the field of fine arts. Prior to this, it organized international watercolor festivals in Kathmandu, Khandruk and Lumbini. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine has said it has evidence of mass grave in Izium, the northeastern city recently freed from Russian occupation. Regional police head Volodymyr Tymoshenko told more than 400 bodies were thought to have been buried there. Ukraine and its Western allies previously accused Russian troops of war crimes, which Moscow denies. It is not clear what happened to the victims, but some accounts have suggested many may have died from bombing and a lack of access to health care. There are also signs that some of the graves could belong to Ukrainian soldiers. Ukraine says it has identified more than 21,000 possible war crimes, including civilian killings and rape, committed by Russian troops since President Vladimir Putin ordered a full-scale invasion of the Ukraine on 24th of February. The International Criminal Court has already sent a team of investigators and forensic experts to Ukraine to investigate the matter. The Russian government has repeatedly denied targeting civilians, accusing Ukraine and the West of fabricating evidence. Scientists have said global warming is likely to have played a role in the devastating floods that hit Pakistan. Researchers from World Weather Attribution Group says climate change may have increased the intensity of rainfall. However, there were many uncertainties in the results, so the team was unable to quantify the scale of the impact. In the 2 months since the flooding began in Pakistan, tens of millions of people have been affected, with around 1,500 people dying because of the rising waters. The intensity of the downpours saw the river Indus burst its bank, while landslides and urban flash floods swamped many areas. Right from the start, politicians pointed to climate change as having made a significant contribution to the desperate scenes. The researchers also say that the heavy rainfall that Pakistan endured this year has around a 1% chance of recurring in any given year, although this estimate does come with a large range of uncertainty as well. A Chinese government delegation has been banned from attending the lying-in state of Queen Elizabeth II. House of Commons Speaker Sir Lindsay Hoyle refused a request for access to Westminster Hall due to Chinese sanctions against 5 members of parliament and 2 peers. Last year, China imposed travel bans and asset freezes on 9 Britons, including 7 parliamentarians, for accusing Beijing of mistreating Uyghur Muslims. That led to China's ambassador to the UK being banned from parliament, a move which has now been extended to a delegation that want to pay their respects at Queen Elizabeth's lying-in state. However, China's vice president is expected to attend Monday's state funeral, which will be held across the road from Parliament at Westminster Abbey. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and at some places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places in Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province and at some places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and at one or two places of the right regions of the rest of the country tonight. As per the details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 19.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 26.5 degrees Celsius with 1.8 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentarians draw government's attention to issues of public concern in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Energy Minister Pampha Bhusal stresses the need for master plan-based development. And Ukraine officials claim mass grave found in liberated city of Izium. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.